There we go. Hey, hey.
Hey.
Twex podcast time. You know what? I like that we do the outros, so let's actually do introductions from now on.
Yeah.
Sure. Because yeah, I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm Brandon. I draw Twext at Twext.com.
I'm Colin Edward Oliver.
You're a douche. You're a douche.
I write at Twext.com. You're also a douche. I hope I've made that perfectly clear.
You're also a douche.
So Beagle, a title.
Douchey McDoucherson here.
Hey, my initials, by the way, are CEO.
Well.
So, I'm just saying.
Goodness. Mine are Jar. So
that's pretty good.
You can do a lot with that. My name is Davis. I am the overlord of Legacy Control.
That's actually the best way he could put that.
Yep.
And that's it.
The unrivaled master.
I am the demigod in charge. Anyway.
All you know must bow to you. So you know what? Let's start off. I really wanted to because we've all been playing it, and we have not all at once been able to talk about it.
Yes, Angry Birds.
Absolutely. So
that game's fun, right?
The physics engine in that is really just unparalleled in the gaming universe. Am I
it's
right?
It's just, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, there was that Boom Blocks thing before it came out.
The mechanics.
They totally didn't rip off at all. But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's just such a unique... And birds. I mean, who doesn't like birds that are also angry?
Oh, my God. And the villages and the NPC.
And the dragons, right? Am I right? When you throw dragons at the buildings, it just automatically takes the whole thing down. So, dragons. Whoa. Oh, no. Oh, noes. Oh
wow, good timing on that.
Oh no, it was like it just went dead silent. We lost him. Did we lose? Okay, I gotta make sure it wasn't us. Oh no, it was there we go. He's back. He just came online.
We even did a fancy introduction and everything.
Let's dial him back in. Let's I'm gonna actually hang up and try my call again. Okay, is he gonna let me? There we go. And there it was. Like I set it up. Like I even had the dragon. You know, isn't it nice how the dragons you kind of catapult them and
it's not too late.
Oh noes!
Are you sure we didn't lose the internet?
This is no, because he came back on. Dude, if we lost the internet, how the hell could he come back online?
Very carefully.
He just came back online again, and I'm able to Google right now. Hey, there it is. There it is. Did you not? You didn't pay your internet bill, did you? Hello? Javis. Oh, Javis. Well, this has gone on so long now that my wife has made another cocktail, and she seems to be... Investigating it.
Did you make a sex
phone? Trying to decide whether or not... We're recording, so I'm going to have to take that whole part out now.
That's okay. God damn it. We're going to have to do that.
Shit. We're probably going to have to, edit this part out. Edit this part out and post.
We'll edit this part. It's
fine. That's fine. I was actually pretty good at it last time. What the... Where is it? Oh, dear God.
There. Not going to do it.
Is he... Decide. Where is he... How... Okay, there we go.
That's okay.
Did it work?
Yep. So
I can't have two sec boats in it.
Are we better?
Was that on my end?
I think so. Well, because I checked, I did the internet Google's test, and we were still up and running. And then you kind of came online and then went offline. You were like a Skype tease.
Well, now I'm getting the Xbox Live fever.
You're sorry?
The X clock where my voice is regurgitated back to me.
Whoa, okay, hold, yeah, it's really
Your chop sauce.
That didn't work. One more time. I'm gonna quit. I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's
one
cool.
One more time. Call me back.
All right. How would you rate the overall quality of this call? Terrible. Had several problems really affected the call. Had problems so bad that the call was impossible. Had some problems that affected the call. Would you say this one or this one? This one or this one?
Yeah, this one? The bottom one.
This one? The very bottom one?
Yeah, that one.
That one? Alright. Oh, the call ended. Unexpectedly dropped. Send feedback. Hey, look at that. I sent feedback. I'm going to try calling him again. I don't know if he said he was going to try calling me, or if... But I figured I'd beat him to the punch.
How about now?
Hey!
Is that better?
That's much better.
Yeah, I'm not hearing my own voice shooting back in my face.
What happened?
I don't know. It's just this day. It happened.
Did the internets come after you?
Well, I thought it was me. I was just checking, but yeah, my Wi-Fi just went down for a moment. Couldn't find the source, and I've never had problems with that up here so far. So I don't know.
It's all good.
Okay,
and we're back. Except for the people that are going to be listening to this later, they won't even know it was gone.
Nice.
They'll have no idea because the magic of being able to edit the audio.
Edit your ass.
Did you notice that for our friend who shall not be named in this podcast, we managed to slip some nice static in there for his name?
What?
I did. I staticked out his name at the end of the podcast.
At his request.
No, I did. I didn't catch that.
He doesn't want that to be his internet presence. he's one of those professional people, you know. Not like us. Not like us with the fart and boob jokes.
No.
So when last we left, I was hurling a dragon and Angry Birds for some reason, and then I wanted to talk for some reason about this really unknown game called Skyrim.
So let me just start off by saying, I like it.
Yeah, it's good, and yay, it was good.
So. It's an improvement in almost every way, in my opinion, over their previous games.
Agreed.
They've really refined their formula.
Agreed, sort of.
There's a couple things.
There's some exceptions.
Yeah. But overall, it is amazing. It's definitely my game of the year, times 10. It's going to blow every game out of the water for quite some time, feel like.
Well, and it's just that I think every time Bethesda does a game like this, they always raise the bar.
Yeah.
They don't settle. They set the new trends. They are the trendsetters. They're not like copying. It's like, oh, hey, look, Halo did a two-weapon-only system. I guess every other fucking game should do that.
Oh, look, they regenerate health instead of having a health bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, they have a lot of the things. They're very true to the games that came before them, but at the same time, they put a lot of really awesome stuff in. It's a classless game, so you are essentially, you call yourself whatever the hell you want. You don't, at the beginning, pick a class that is going to pigeonhole you into a certain skill set. Your skill set depends on the race you pick, but that from there, you can...
You grow organically. You see which skills you like, because I remember playing those original games, I'm like... Really? I picked block as one of my top skills. You know, block's fine for some people. Use it very heavily. I never use it, and you know, it's not something I would have realized until I played the game for a little while.
Yeah.
And you don't agonize over the beginning. Like, you're still spending some time customizing your character, but you're not sitting there like, oh, do I want to put that last skill point over to strength, or do I want to put it here?
I restarted. Let's go back as far as Morrowind. I restarted that game 25 times trying to get that class the way I wanted.
Yeah. that was an obvious improvement that I'm glad they finally made, and I hope it carries on to the next Fallout.
Yeah,
are they going to do another Fallout?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so.
Because, they didn't do this last New Vegas Fallout, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Bethesda did, you're right. Yeah, who developed it, though?
I had heard that
they outsourced the development, but it's still the Bethesda engine. Like, they used the Fallout 3 engine.
Okay.
So...
I didn't like Vegas that much. I have played maybe 4 hours of it and stopped because it felt like a not-as-good expansion of Fallout.
See, I played the shit out of that one as much as I played Fallout 3.
Really?
I played Fallout 3 more than I played New Vegas, but I still played New Vegas pretty thoroughly.
And see, I've never played... With Fallout 3, I was compelled to get the expansions. With New Vegas, I couldn't have cared less. Once I was done, I was done.
I really like not having to care about weapon condition.
Oh, my God.
Oh, weapon degradation. Yes. That first is horrible.
Weapon and armor.
You have these situations where you'd get these amazing weapons. They'd be the best in the game. And you'd use it to mow through like 20 guys, and all of a sudden, it needed 20,000 gold worth of repairs, and you're having trouble scrounging 1,000 for anything else.
And then you're sitting there, and you're like, the next time you fix that weapon, it's like, I'm never going to use this weapon again. It's just going to sit there, it's going to look pretty.
There's nothing about that makes sense. Why was that a gameplay element that was introduced? Like, I'm trying to figure out the meeting where they're like, listen, we need something super fucking annoying that provides nothing to the gameplay.
Part of it was realism, and what I liked, I always liked how Fallout handled it because of the whole, I just have to find another one of these to repair it, but at the same time...
You had that same problem with
the unique
weapons.
There was still a set of unique weapons, exactly, that I'll use this very rarely. And you kind of feel like you're being cheated out of that thing you worked so hard to get.
Exactly. And there are things... I understand... I still don't understand... Okay, I get the realism, but even the hyper days and nights that happen in Fallout and Oblivion and everything, it's still... They degrade way too quickly.
Yeah, I know, it's true. Even if you're very... adept in
but how
that
else
class.
Will you enhance your repair skills?
But you the know all important repair skill.
They replace that with smithing, which I love.
Oh yeah. That, you know what? Oh god, I wrote a post about that way back. New Vegas gave me serious OCD issues. There was so much with the fire pits and everything. It's for some reason it's not as bad on Skyrim for me, though I do feel twinges of my OCD kicking in with all the things you can do with food and potions and armor. Ugh.
For the first time ever. So normally when I'm playing an Elder Scrolls game, I have a very specific character set that I like to work with. I will usually be the ranger, so I'll have short blade or regular, like one single-handed weapon combined with archery with a little bit of maybe destruction magic.
Yeah.
But even then I'm focused mainly on the attack skills. In this one I have gone full bore now conjuration.
Really?
And that's weird for me, but I love it because the dual wield factor, I can summon two bound swords, and before I have to worry about those, I can summon an Atronach and get that to
which
do...
you know all about.
I'm pinching my nipples.
And incidentally enough, the frost Atronach just makes your nipples go rock hard automatically.
Really?
Just from the temperature.
Oh, okay.
It isn't sultry at all. It looks, it's very golem-ish.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw when I was doing research.
If you're getting an erection from the frost Atronach, then maybe, just maybe, you're spending
call the wrong call time the, on the Fest 1-800 number. They get the sort
of sound. They have a cream for that kind of a situation. But yeah, no. So I've got a conjured bow. I'm raising the dead. I'm summoning these things. I love it, and it's my highest skill right now. I have never once done that.
Wow. Now I want to do that because I've kind of shied away from it. Other than like, there's been a few battles where my flame girl has really helped me out. Every time I raised a zombie, it's almost immediately put down by whatever I'm facing at this point. Be it a bear, a freaking jackrabbit, whatever. They're weak.
Well, now I have the higher level, because you know how if you've got raised zombie, you can't raise certain dead things, they're too powerful. Yeah. I have the next level skill now that lets me raise the things that are actually worth raising.
See that? I may like that. And I do have a bound axe and maybe a bound sword of some sort. I can't remember, and I haven't used it once.
Oh, I love it. I run into a room, I throw a flame Atronach their way. Then I summon two bound swords, and I just rush through them and slice them to bits.
Mm.
And the best part is, you can assign Soul Trap. You get a skill that means your bound weapons automatically cast Soul Trap. So if you have a gem in your inventory that you can fill, you get their soul automatically.
Let's pause for a second. And analyze how Brandon just said that word. Could you say that again,
please? Inventory.
How do you say that word?
I don't know what word he's saying.
I don't want to say it because it'll color your opinion. Brandon, you say it again.
Inventory? Yeah, I know. I sometimes have problems with that one.
I don't even know the word you're saying.
Inventory.
Inventory?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a terrible person.
No, it's fine. You're
he
just
says
dumb.
Inventory. He's got a couple of those.
I have some weird ones.
It sounds classy to me. It sounds like I'm reading a novel.
Well, it's like, you know, what's the temperature in here? Check the thermometer. It's just not.
Have you seen, what the heck is that movie? With Will Ferrell as the big-headed blue guy?
What?
Megamind. Have you seen
Megamind? Oh, I love that one.
Okay, well, it's like him. He calls it Metrocity instead of Metro City. And Shul instead of School.
That's right. Yes.
So it's cool. It's a cool little quirk.
It is. It is one of my little quirky things.
Inventory.
So irregardless irregardless of that idiosyncrasy of mine, for the first time I'm rocking a very different moveset, and I'm absolutely loving it. I'm not worried about my armor, but the best part is about like bound weapons, they don't carry any weight.
Yes.
And so I have two Daedric swords at my disposal anytime I want. I have a bow anytime I want, and they don't. I'm not weighed down.
How long do they last? Is it 60?
Well, it's 60 at the beginning, but as you level up, right now it's 120 seconds.
Nice. I may have to start getting into that, though. I feel like I'm too far into other things to start getting into that.
Well, if you keep summoning them, one in both hand.
Uh-huh.
You'll level up really quickly.
Yeah. A summon with both hands.
You gotta summon with both hands. And you can do a combined summon, just like everything else. A dual summoning, if you will, with both hands, to make it more powerful.
I'm gonna summon my longbow with both hands.
I've been rocking the heavy armor. I just got a perk that makes any heavy armor I have equipped weightless.
Oh, that's helpful.
Which is really good for the gatherer that I am. I've got the house in Whiterun.
Yeah, you are ridiculous.
Do I? Breeze, or whatever it's called, Breeze Run.
Breeze Home, yeah. It's just full of shit. I have it organized. Every container in the house has a purpose.
Me too.
Oh my god. What are we like, what is
weapons chest?
My god, with Skyrim it's like we're all dating.
That's
no, you say it.
For at least
no,
a few
you.
Reasons.
What? Yeah, it is wrong for many, many reasons. Starting with the fact that you're my brother. don't know. Do you have your wall mounts? Have you been mounting your weapons?
Sure.
On the walls?
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. All my nice shit that I don't feel like carrying but looks nice, like my the axe of what is that axe? Light run?
Yes. I have that above. There's a mantle mount type thing that I have that on.
I got a mace of weakening that's mounted on a wall. I've got some long sword of some podunk little river village with some asshole Jarl. Got that in there. Oh, I have some Daedric weapon that makes the undead run from me.
Yeah.
Looks really cool. Mounted.
So what have you... What's your top skill?
Probably... destruction.
Okay. Yep.
Mine's pretty cranked.
That's my next highest.
Yeah, it's destruction, and then I think it goes archery, and then one-handed weapons.
Destruction is just too much fun. I'm primarily a kind of a warrior class in this, heavy armor and whatnot, but I couldn't pass up the fun of destruction magic.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so fun. And maybe you know this, I'm ignorant. If you have, is there something you have to specifically do? I know I've got two, if I'm dual wielding fire bolts, it is obvious that I'm merging the magics to attack. Now, if I have a fire bolt and an ice bolt, or whatever it's called,
You're just casting both at the same time.
Okay.
You can't merge two different...
The dual-wield perk applies to the same spell in both hands.
I swear I read somewhere that two different kinds of magics merged had an alternate effect.
Really?
I don't know if I read that in some...
So you mean, like, if I was to combine...
if that's true,
it means that if I had a bound sword in one hand and fireball in the other, I could combine them and have a flaming Daedric sword?
Well, I don't know if it transcends class.
But if it's possible, that just gave me a massive Skyrim boner.
A massive Skyrim what?
Boner? Massive Skyrim boner.
Oh, yeah. Those hurt.
Or the
well, sometimes when it's just there for so long, you know, it's like... it just gets painful.
A Daedra erection, if you will.
Daedric
erection of the winter.
A day direction.
Day direction. Danger. That's a really painful erection.
So yeah, I don't know if it. I think it's within each class of magic. So I don't know. I don't know if it was in Game Informer. It was actually one of those little pro tips that you're forced to read through agonizing load screens. Or what? It has gotten better since I put the game on my console.
You know what? I need to install it still. I have noticed that the load screens, though. Here's the thing, though. What I love about the loading screens
now... Can I jump in on this, or are you guys going to have a moment?
The little things you can play with. Like the little... Because they've always got a character model.
Yeah.
Or an item that you can, like, zoom in on and spin around. That I love. The other
That's
ones
nice.
Where those don't have enough time to load drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're talking about long loading time?
The loading screens. You don't have those right
so
now.
So I got the PC version.
Shut the fuck up.
Running it on Ultra Graphics on my 27-inch monitor, and the loading times are so short that I don't have time to read the little blurbs of information.
That sounds nice.
You are a pirate hooker.
That's true, actually, yes.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Go fuck yourself.
I do while playing the game, yes.
Well, that just sounds lovely.
Oh, it reaches?
I hope you die.
That's nice. Good for you.
It looks really good. I mean,
it does. You know
there's
what?
A whole bunch of graphical tweaks.
He showed me.
You can do to get it even further above what they consider to be the ultra setting. It just looks glorious.
Alright, let's talk about something else.
Well, we're not...
On the note of PC versus console, we could talk for a second about my complaint.
Oh, yes.
Which
okay.
may be one of my only with the game.
And it's actually, you know what, it's actually a complaint I have because I have slowly but surely realized that I don't like it either. Go ahead.
The interface is shit. They consoleified it. It's all big type, and it's all separated and modularized. There's no monolithic system anymore. I can't view my character and my stats all in one nice interface anymore.
I do miss that.
It's been over-designed for console players, and maybe you rather like it. But I don't on the PC. It's a terrible underuse of screen real estate.
I can see that being true on a PC. Have easier just pop something up, but man, like you said, it works fan fucking tastic on the console. It's
quicker.
Seems intuitive to me.
It's absolutely quicker, but there's a couple of aspects to it that I don't like. I miss being able to see my character. I hate to say it, this is one of my favorite parts about back in Oblivion and stuff like that. I miss playing dress up.
I actually didn't even realize that was missing, but now I miss it horribly.
I'm sorry.
That's a terrible person. So often in Oblivion.
The first time I put a new piece of armor on in Skyrim, I'm like, wait, I go in the menu system, why can't I see my character? I should be able to see him and spin him around and, you know. See how that ebony armor contours to my ass, you know? And
there's no way to see that? That is a...
Well, no, you have to go back to your regular character. You have to go in a third-person view, and you have to use the stick to pan the camera around to the front and to the back.
Fucking hope there's no bears around.
Yeah, well, exactly.
It's a very manual effort.
You die horribly. You're just like, oh God, I'm dead. Oh,
watching myself die.
My God, my corpse is beautiful. It's just that's stunning.
Look at the masterwork of my dragon shield.
So it's just that, like, there isn't one place where you can just get everything. And you know what? Having them design it that way for the console is fine. PC gaming is dying/dead, and they needed to update and make this something that was more accessible for the console versions, better designed for that, because that seems to be the future right now. But couldn't they have put in a button that you can't even access in the console versions, where you click it and it just gives you the good interface, the good version?
Seems like there'd be some kind of mod for that already.
There might be,
yeah,
eventually. Well, and that's the other thing that what really strikes me as odd is when you're storing things, you can't subdivide. There's no subdivision in
that,
storage.
Of my complaints, you can't, what's the word that I'm struggling to remember? Sort.
Yeah,
you can't sort it.
Yep. If you've got too many things in a particular container, it's not even alphabetical.
I literally have to have a separate box for everything in my house. This thing is for my armor. This one's for my weapons. This is for my ingredients.
I would normally
food,
do that kind of thing anyway. You have to here.
You have to.
In fact, in Fallout, I just had one cabinet that had everything in it because I knew I could store it.
Yep. It was the one right next to my workbench.
Yep.
Yep. I had one at the foot of my bed.
Yeah, that I'm one of my complaints is the same. That is the same one. Seems like a
strange backpedal.
Oversight. Like, what did that add? Why was that? That just seems silly to me.
It did nothing but take away. Maybe they cleaned up the interface, but the thing is, when you go into your regular character menu, it's subdivided. Why couldn't they do that on the?
Why wouldn't you carry that over?
I don't. Makes no sense. No sense.
Yeah. Probably one of my biggest complaints is the character the creature leveling. Last night I played, and I was just annihilated by a saber cat four times in a row, and I quit. I rage quit.
What level are you at?
I'm sorry.
What level are you at?
I am only a 15.
So that might be it, because I used to feel that way about saber cats. And now I have sex with them.
Right. I am currently having sex with dragons, though.
Have been dropping like... They drop like flies.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense to me that
no,
I can lay waste to a dragon and or a giant at this point, and I still have trouble with bears and fucking saber cats.
No, and that's just it. Like, you're at the same point that I was at I ran into the exact same thing. I actually had a friend come over, sat him down, and said, "Dude, I know you don't like these, but I'm going to show you Skyrim." So I showed him. I'm showing him. He's like, "Why are you so terrible at this game? Why do you suck so bad at this game? I have seen you die. This isn't a demonstration. This is you killing yourself endlessly. You suck."
Well, then there's those enemies, and it's usually the boss fights where you have to get so bloody crafty.
Yes.
The timing just has to be perfect, and this is one of the things I really love having, once again, a computer for, because you've got the quick save, quick load feature. You know, oh, I gotta get hit off, and then I got out of the way before he could hit me. Quick save. Oh, crap, he killed me. All right, I'm back to another point. And you know what? I don't like having to do it. It feels cheap. It feels dirty. But sometimes to get through...
Yeah, but you are dirty.
I am. Sometimes to get through that crucial fight where you're just completely outmatched, but you can't run away now, or maybe he has something really shiny that you want, you just gotta be a bad person.
I'm for it. I condone that. There are just some... I guess my overall complaint is that... And this was like that in all the games. Just the leveling is so uneven. And the fact that... Now, this is just... This isn't a gripe with them. And everybody else is probably going to say I'm stupid. But I don't think that the creature should level with you.
No, I've actually... Ever since they switched to that was done in Morrowind, I've been bothered. Because... getting to a point in Morrowind where you could walk up to the man god Vivek and just breathe on him and have him die was satisfying.
Yeah.
Because you worked for it.
You did. You put the effort in, and you were rewarded by becoming something in the game that had no equal or match.
And I did like that. I still love that. Now, you know what I would love to see? And you know what, Bethesda, if you're listening, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe? Think about it. They did this with Halo CE. They came out with an anniversary edition, and they pimped the graphics. Why don't they do that with fucking Morrowind?
Oh, interesting.
On that note. $60.
I read the other day on some manner of website that a guy turned on no clipping in Skyrim, so that he can walk right past the boundaries.
Yeah.
Found a gate in the far south, I think.
Okay.
I don't know, it doesn't matter. Where if you walk through that gate with no clipping, you will find both Tamriel and Morrowind.
Oh, I heard about that.
Say what?
The maps are in Skyrim. They exist.
Oh, what?
I remember hearing about that.
They're not fully rendered, but the land masses, very distinctive. The Isle of Morrowind and the entire province, continent, whatever you want to call it, Tamriel, are in the game already.
Get your DLC dollars ready, folks.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no kidding. First, they got to get you on horse armor. Yeah, that's right, Bethesda. I'm still sore about that, you bitches.
Yeah, that's not right.
Maybe some dragon armor, huh? You know?
Yeah, for your dragon mount.
Maybe you want to fight some dragons in some armor. Is that what you're into? We can give you that too for $2.
I haven't spoiled it for myself yet, but I still am holding out hope that you're going to be able to mount a dragon.
I know, yeah. I am too. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
It would be DLC.
Yeah. Because that would be so hot.
But seriously, think about it. If they came out with an anniversary edition of Morrowind...
Well, I've never played those. It would be fantastic for me. I would be...
You never played Morrowind?
No. Oblivion was my very first. I know.
Oh my god.
Leveling up with you.
Oh my god.
That was the thing that Morrowind...
Didn't have. Oblivion was the first
Morrowind
implementation.
Had no boundaries. You could fly.
Oh my god, you could fly. You could drop Atronach that were summoned forever with your amulet of the Atronach that
if
was constant
frustrated
effect.
With the game, you just pick up your best destruction spell, put on your ring of infinite flight, because you could make that, and just fly over a town and just lay waste to the villagers. You just, and nobody can get you. Like, the guards would be like, I'll get you for that. And you'd be like, yeah, you will. Boom!
Maybe your children or your children's children.
And, like, the Boots of Blinding Speed and the Scroll of... Oh, my God. Okay,
so... It makes me feel antsy. I need to play it.
There's a lot of things about the game that I think going back now would frustrate you. And I'm not just saying the worst graphics.
Oh, yeah. No, there was some really frustrating things. But here's what I recommend. If you ever decide to play Morrowind, get the... I think there was a Game of the Year edition for the PC...
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to download, there are mods, and one in particular is new skins for everything. High texture, high res skins for everything. It automatically makes the game a lot more playable. There is still a ton of problems, a ton of glitches, but you know what? It is a classic, and I highly recommend playing it.
See, here's something that it would be really hard to go back to for me. Morrowind, technically speaking, doesn't really have fast travel. It does, but you have to earn it. It costs money.
That sucks.
You have true. One of the means of travel is the mages' guilds are all connected by teleporters. You have to be a member to use them. And I think even then they cost money.
But then there's also
the Silt Striders.
Yeah, no, but there's also the you can cast a... like a binding spell that lets you teleport back to that spot.
The point is that it wasn't fast travel. You had to come up with other means of doing it. When you're a low-level character, it basically wasn't an option.
That's funny. The guy from Two Guys and Guy, Ricard, who I've talked to you at length about, and you may have seen this tweet thread, but he has never played any of these games, and he said, the game's really good. He was talking to me on Twitter. And he said, it's just like, man, every place you want to go, there's a lot of traveling in this game. You're just walking most of the game. I was like, you should probably fast travel. And he had no idea that you could even fast travel. He was walking everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Think of how much longer the game
said he extended that game so much.
Yep.
Damn.
And here's what he said, and I kind of know what he's... saying, I kind of agree with him because this kind of happened to me in Minecraft. He said, it's great, it makes the game more playable, but it kind of broke the immersion for me.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You can see that. I can see how immersive the game would really become if you had to walk or ride a horse everywhere you went.
It was just such a massive world. And, that would give you meaning to the horse. I have not bothered to get a horse. I don't feel the need.
No, I haven't either. If there is like a far off place I haven't discovered yet, and I know there's some ice cats trolling about, I may want a horse every now and again.
Yeah, those horses will fight anything.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They'll fight you if you accidentally hit them with a flame spell.
It's ridiculous. Like I ran across a bunch of the Forsworn.
I have not yet.
Oh, my God.
They're a bunch of tribal maniacs.
Crazy tribal maniacs. I fought one of them. Yeah. The horse ran into their fort. Like, didn't just, like, attack the first one. He helped me kill the first one and then ran full bore into, like, two or three of them and just starts wailing on him. It was ridiculous.
Nice. But the horse didn't die.
I had a horse like that. He died.
Yeah, I know. And then, and if he dies, I reload it, and then I make him stay somewhere else.
Mine went over a waterfall. I'm sure you read the tale. He was lost to the rapids.
Now, did you just take him over the waterfall?
No, there's one of my real long blog posts about, I can't remember which strip it was associated with. It was one of my oh wow moments where I was traipsing through Skyrim and it was a moonlit night and the shadows were blowing my mind and I was on a mountain trail next to a meandering river and I hear the howl of wolves and I dismount to fight them. The horse freaks out and tries to cross the river, but the current takes him over the waterfall. It was an oh wow moment. Just everything that happened, and that I think is what is so great about Skyrim. It's so alive.
The moment.
I played a game where I felt like shit was going on around me.
Yeah, it's true.
The Northern Lights effects are really cool.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Yes.
I could just sit on top of, like, a bluff and look at the starry sky for hours.
Oh, you stand in the middle of a field and you tilt the camera.
Yep.
Have either of you climbed to the very top of that tallest mountain yet?
No.
The one with the sanctuary with the dragon fellas who teach the Greybeards?
No, but higher than that, the peak.
No.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
No.
How was it?
Oh, it was a bitch to climb, but it was totally worth it.
Oh, my God. I gotta go play right now.
The view up there.
Oh, wow. There's been some weird glitch moments, though.
Oh, yes.
Really, really glitchy moments. So, like, I was telling Colin the earlier on in the game when the Greybeards call you.
Yeah.
This really weird object, it looked like a giant bone. We're thinking maybe it was a dragon bone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the distance starts floating up into the air.
Yep. I think we talked about this.
I think we did too. Yeah.
I had a fun one too, I'll tell you about.
You're right, we did.
I was in Whiterun.
Oh, yeah.
There's a temple there. And I had just received a quest. And the quest just said, with absolutely no marker to say where I was to go to complete this quest, it just said, find a Red Guard woman in Whiterun.
Yeah.
So I just thought to myself, well, this is going to be really annoying. How am I going to do this? And I believe I said that out loud, and someone was there at the time to witness the hilarity. I walked out the door, and there's kind of this courtyard with a tree and some benches. And a woman popped out of thin air, flew in a sitting position from into the sky onto the bench in front of me. And it was a Red Guard woman.
That's amazing.
It was pretty good. I pretty much willed her into existence.
She's a witch. Kill her.
She's a witch, but
I'm trying to think of the... There's nothing as magical. Any glitch that I've seen that's been quite as beautiful as that. But the most annoying one, it killed me probably 5 times. I found some camp of baddies, and I had almost cleared the entire camp, and there was some little mission where some escaped convict stops me and says, here, take this, keep it for me, and then splits. And then some other guy comes up later and is like, hey, did you see a guy runs from here? And so I saw the little, you know, the guy run away, I took his shit, and then I'm fighting the main boss in this camp, the toughest, whatever they are, barbarian or I can't remember what they're called in the game, just like a standard issue human.
Right.
They usually have fur or leather armor.
The bandit.
Bandit, yeah, that's it. And I'm fighting this guy, I almost got him beat, and then the guy who's looking for the convict pops up behind me and forces a conversation, all the while the head bandit is kicking my ass and killing.
Oh, no.
There was nothing I could do to stop this
from happening.
Like 10 times until finally the guy was like, "Hey, can you hold this for me?" I just killed him. I killed him dead.
It's like, no, and fuck off.
That broke it, and so that broke the cycle, and I was able to carry on. So that was pretty frustrating. That was almost a broken controller night.
Oh, shattered. That's beautiful.
That's awesome. On the whole, though, this has been probably the least buggy release of any game.
True. True. There's been no, so far, reported game-ending bugs.
I've heard people say there have been, but I haven't found any, or it hasn't been, like, pushed into popular...
must not be terrible.
There were very specific game-ending bugs in Oblivion, both Morrowind and Oblivion.
Fallout games, too.
Yeah, that's true. Fallout games, too. So maybe it is. I mean, maybe traditionally Bethesda has managed to get one into Skyrim. We just haven't found it yet.
Maybe they have a proper QA department now.
QA, the worlds they build, you don't need QA. They're just gods that just, like, spoke this world into existence with all of its imperfections.
I like the shouts.
The shouts are a really nice feature.
I love my ice shout that freezes things.
Yes.
God, that's fun.
Yes.
I could just do that all day.
I got a fire breath show. You know, I just got the other day. I haven't tried it. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a slow time show.
Ooh.
Where time slows around you, but you move at normal speed.
Yeah, I gotta find that. Oh, and the fact that, the dual wield stuff we already talked about. But, oh crap, I just lost my thought completely. Maybe I have been drinking too much. What? Where did it go?
Who needs it? Summon it.
It's on the train. Yeah, I wish I could summon it. You ever, like, in real life, do you ever sit there? Like, I was actually walking home. I was carrying the umbrella. Something startled me momentarily, like a sound or something, because I had my headphones on. And I put my umbrella up in front of me like it was a mace. It's like, oh my god, I'm an idiot.
I always, when I'm around, I see, like, some landscaping. I'm like, ooh, I better harvest that.
You're in somebody's garden. Just you're just like, well, I'm just collecting these for some potions. I'm going to be doing some alchemy later.
These will make. Let me taste one real quick. Oh, that's poison.
Oh, that is terrible. Oh, that hurt my stamina.
Oh, my stamina's down.
Let's try all these wonderful potion ingredients under the sink.
Yes.
Let's see. What are the properties of this Drano? Let me just taste it. All right. I'm feeling a little drain health here.
Oh, my God. I'm feeling a little drain health. Maybe some poison. Yeah, I think there's some poison.
Oh, wait. Fortify light armor.
Okay. Oh, fortify light armor.
Dying. No.
My favorite part about it is, like, so you're going through the list. You're eating butterfly wings. You're eating dragonflies. You're eating fish bits, you're eating plants. And then all of a sudden, you start getting into the really messed up stuff. You're eating fire salts, and you're eating, like you said, troll fat. I guess that's a delicacy somewhere.
Danger hearts?
No. It's worse than that, though. I'm talking about the situations where you're eating shit like bear claws.
Spider eggs.
Like, not the donut. You're actually numbing on animal bone. And it's like, how am I eating this? I don't have... I mean, I'm glad that the mortar and pestle are gone. I'm glad that that's not a thing anymore. How the fuck did I just eat a bear claw?
Have you tried the Duima semen?
But I... On that note...
On the note of Duima semen?
Yeah. That's good stuff. Not really on that note at all. That was... I misused that. But... The leather, the kiln, is it the kiln? No, the making armor and all that stuff. It is almost totally foreign to me, still.
See, I've really gotten into the smithing. The smithing is one of my favorite parts.
Really? I'm not saying it's bad. I'm afraid of it. I've smithed one fine mace, and I put a enchantment on it, and it's my main weapon right now.
I have made at least 300 things.
Wow.
Yeah, you really went nuts on that.
Well, there's just such an abundance of raw materials, and it's the best way to quickly get the best armor sets in the game. I've got a full set of orcish armor right now. Next time I play the game, within an hour, I'm going to have a full set of Daedric armor because of smithing.
I need to read up on it because I don't know what I'm missing. The problem with me is mining is the most horrible thing ever.
And that's fine. Here's what you should do if you want to get your smithing skill up to be able to make some of the fancy stuff. You kill a lot of animals, right?
I do.
So, you know, you get your deer, your saber cats, your bears, all that kind of a thing. They all give pelts.
For sport.
Take all of the pelts from those animals.
Yeah.
The hides. Sorry, not the pelts. And bring them to a tanning rack, which you can find next to a lot of different forging equipment. I know there's one right next to the stuff in Whiterun. And sit there and crown out some leather and some leather strips. Mm-hmm. Get about a 2-to-1 ratio, so you want twice as many strips as you've got leather.
Right on.
And then go over to the forge and just fucking make leather bracers all day long.
Gotcha.
Smithing doesn't care what you make. It cares about the amount of things you make. Leather bracers requires the least material, and the material is in the highest abundance. So if you want to raise your skill fast, just get as much leather as you can. And spam bracers. They don't get you much money, but I went up, I don't know, 30 levels the first time I got my leather together and did that.
Well, I'll do that then.
Next up on Armor with Colin, we're going to talk about how to put some nice accents on those new steel boots you're making, and all of this is coming up on the Forging Network.
We suggest adding dweemers.
You realize that has to be a comic, right? For a comic.
Yeah, I think I might have to make that one.
Yes, please.
Might have to throw Dweemer Seaman in there.
Dweemer Seaman gives it a nice sheen. Help preserve.
It's actually very good for the skin.
You can season your foods.
Another good way to really get your smithing skill
there
up.
There it is.
If you've got a lot of iron lying around.
I don't, because I hate mining.
Okay. Awful. If you had a lot of iron around, and you can buy iron at a relatively cheap price. There's an alteration spell you can get. Most alteration mages will
have. Oh, I have that, actually.
Called Transmute.
Mm-hmm.
Transmute will convert iron ore first into silver ore, and then if you cast it again, it'll cast the silver into gold. You can smith 2 gold rings using 1 iron ingot. Yes, because you'll turn that into
into gold, and then you need it.
So collect all the iron you can, sit there and just cast spells all day long, transmute, to turn it all into gold. This also really helps crank up the alteration skill.
Yeah.
And then you get to make a bunch of gold rings, which are also worth a lot of money, and also really good for enchanting if you have a lot of petty souls lying around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to make it shiny, some Dweemer semen, let me tell you. He's just so, like, you got it, like, the look on his face, and he's telling, like, he's just so serious. It's just such a, like, he really should have his own shows, like, I'm going to give advice now about how.
And that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing.
I think the comic should be, the guy should be, like, almost Bob Ross-like. He shouldn't look like he was hewn in Skyrim. He should still be dressed in Skyrim garb, but he should just look like...
Like a normal dude.
Bob Ross, that painter guy, Happy Little Trees with the
afro. Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the afro.
A public access television guy.
Oh, yeah.
Not a grizzled barbarian.
Or Martha Stewart. It could be Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha Stewart would be good.
And it's a good thing.
I'm awash in a sea of comic.
It's gay. You know what? I think it's going to happen.
I think it should.
I think it's now going to happen.
Well, you know what Skyrim comics yield.
They do. They yield hits.
Yes.
But they yield the hallowed hits.
We got a pretty decent amount of hits, more than I was expecting on an American holiday on our Skyrim
we
comic.
We still cleaned up on that strip, and I regret posting that strip on American Thanksgiving, but at the same time, we still got a good amount of hits.
Yep.
Something to be said for that.
Yep. Much like the Minecraft comics, they produce almost every time.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, you were telling me, I mean, you were just like, maybe I should start doing, a kind of a story strip, a regular gaming strip, and a Minecraft strip every week. just throwing that in there. I mean, it's totally...
You have all the time in the world.
Not intentional.
Well, the Skyrim comics have laid waste to any Minecraft numbers combined.
Oh,
tenfold.
Yeah. Now is the time.
Skyrim comics, my friends.
Well, and the, like, oh man, the Reddit in itself is just like, you don't even need to go to the Skyrim subreddit. It's just, you look at the top 10 and at least 2 of them are Skyrim every time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've altered my view things accidentally on my iPhone. They were things like not safe for work, amateur, porn. So a lot of those are in my top Reddit now.
Oh my god.
Fix that.
Well done.
Oh, well, that's good. Very good. Or I was going to say. Oh, man. Well, guys, we're coming up on our hour. I totally had the intention of starting with us talking about Skyrim for a bit, and then talking about some webcomics related.
That's okay. You know what? Let's call it.
This was good. This was really good, because we ended up talking for almost the entire hour about Skyrim.
I could go on all night, and I think that speaks to what an amazing game it is.
I can't think of a lot of other games that I could spend this much time talking about.
Well, here's something funny. I really like the Elder Scrolls games. Obviously, they're a big thing for me, and I get them, and I play them until I can't see straight, and that's great. There's another series that I have a similar relationship with called Zelda. And the powers that be decided that these two games needed to come out within less than a month of each other. I have not opened Zelda. It is in the shrink wrap.
Listen, that I do this all the time. That is also a comic that needs to happen. That's just, that comic is already written.
It's true. It's still sitting there.
And you know what? It's not that I'm judging Skyrim to be better. I'm not saying that Zelda isn't worthy of my attention. I cannot divide myself like that.
I gasped when he told me this.
Yeah.
But it's like Skyrim was the younger, prettier girl that came along first.
Yep.
And Zelda's just sitting there, is like, well, you know what? I'm just gonna wait here until you're done with her, and once you're done with her, you and me maybe can go out. You know, because Zelda doesn't really have any self-esteem.
No. The young girl came by and unfurled her labia majora and drew you in.
Yes! There it is! I like thanks unfurled. Well, that made it sound almost tendril-like. What are we talking about?
To unfurl, yeah, you would need to be furled to start with.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
That's really the mental image.
That is the mental image, furled.
That they're tucked.
This isn't normal? This, what you're seeing here, this is not normal? Here, let me unfurl them for you. Does that look better? Yes, they're as long as my legs.
This beast needs to end.
No, okay, so I got one more thing. I got one more quick update for you both. And then we'll sign off, because this is an update about what we talked about the last time Javis was on the podcast with us. So, Skylanders. Remember when we talked about that?
Yeah, I was supposed to acquire it, and I didn't.
Well, that's fine, because I have a feeling that we're going to acquire it first, specifically on account of my wife.
Excellent.
So, my wife saw this game, and, you know, she thought it was pretty cute. And so, since then, we've been looking at the figures, and she's found specific figures. And she's like, oh, that's cute. Oh, I like that. Like, they're little, some of them are like little, there's this little electric water dragon thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she got a... So she found this griffin while we were out for Black Friday sales. And she looked at it, and she played with it for a little while. She did the whole demo thing, and she's looking, oh, it's so cute. I'm just like... Then we found out that it's co-op.
Oh,
and that's it. It's over now.
That's great.
We're going to own this game now. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So I said, you know what, let's just grab that one for you then, so we make sure we have it. Because they're obviously going to be collector's items. They're going to flying off the shelf the closer we get to Christmas. Like, here, I'll get you this. It's a stocking stuffer. I know we're going to get the game anyway. So there is a griffin for that game sitting upstairs in the closet of
but now future you have gifts. To collect them
all. Now, no, we don't.
Now you need the rest.
No, we don't, because we only need the ones that we really like.
It just dawned on me that is almost has to become a part of every game. Like, I'm thinking ahead. Imagine Skyrim. Oh. You have your collectible, whatever you can set on your little, that it's going to be it. That's, it's going to be, I wonder.
They can't overdo it though.
Why?
Well, because think about it. So, like, remember the first big, like, collecting, battling phase of our childhoods when there was Tamagotchis and all that other shit. I'm trying to think of some of the other shit we collected. At that point would have been Pogs. I'm going earlier than that. Well, because that's when the first round of Tamagotchi came out. And then I remember the end of it, and I remember when it stopped for a while, and it was with this really fucking stupid but oddly attractive thing called Barcode Battler. You guys remember this? Oh my god. So this is what it was. It was a portable gaming device that you hooked up to somebody else's gaming device to fight, and the way that you got your warrior to do battle with other people was by scanning the barcodes of random items in the store.
Sounds like a lot of fun, I'm not gonna lie.
So you would, as a kid, take this thing into a grocery store or the department store, and you'd be like, scanned, it's a level 5 goblin. Oh, holy shit, you know, if I scan women's underwear, it's a 25 level 25 dragon.
That sounds awesome.
They actually thought about, there were talks about bringing it back. Barcode Battler might be coming to the iPhone, the iPod Touch.
That would make sense.
Because of the ability to scan with the built-in camera. So, I'm interested in, if it comes out again, I might get it, because I remember saying I wanted it.
Oh.
It's a stupid thing that I probably would have played with for a week, but now it can be a stupid thing that I play with for a week as an adult.
Yeah. You just gotta get it just to take it to a sex store. What do you call that? A stag shop?
A stag shop.
Yes. Take it to a stag shop and get a, you know what you do. I don't need to go into it.
I can get my, the lubricants and get cold nerd sexy.
Well, I was thinking, I'll just not.
No, you're not gonna? Wait, are we talking like... S&M whips? Are we talking butt plugs?
I was thinking gigantic dildos.
Yeah, big black dildos. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's reasonable.
You've got a level 10.
A level 10.
Big black dildo.
Level 10 big black dildo. It doesn't even translate. Like, you scan the big black dildo, and then you look, it's like, oh my god, it's a level 10 big black dildo.
Yeah, it's just in there.
It's just in there. It's not a dragon. It's not a goblin. I mean, things are going to run from a big black dildo.
Yeah.
Not everything likes that.
I do.
I would run from that. I know. It's a scary thing. I'm pretty sure somebody could chase me away. That sure was a podcast on the note of big black dildos. So yeah. Thanks, thanks, James, for joining us again. I really do, next time we've got you on... we're going to talk about webcomics. I swear to God. I swear,
It's too fun talking to you about...
Skyrim.
Everything else. Especially... It's difficult to talk about our craft.
Yeah.
It's cool. I enjoy it thoroughly. You have brightened my shitty day.
Well, no, and that's just it, is that I knew going into... I should have known going into this that if I started talking about that... Like, I'm sure if I started and I was like, you know what, let's talk about... was the one thing we talked about last week that I really wanted to ask James about. Oh, origin of your characters kind of thing. I'm sure we would have talked for an hour about that solid. No question in my mind. But we talked about Skyrim, and I think people will love listening to us nerd out and jizz about Skyrim.
And Big Black Dildos. I don't even care if they like it. Sorry? I liked it. So there.
What was that?
I said, I don't even care if I do like it. I liked it.
There we go. There. It was good for me.
I'm coated in Dweemer semen.
Oh, my God. All right, let's say the goodnights. Let's say the sign-offs. All right, I'm Brandon of Twex.com.
I'm C. Out.
Hi.
You're a douche.
I'm James of Legacy Control. Fancy well.
Please check out all our stuff. Good night, folks.
Every time I walk about, my balls are stuck to my legs. I'll take a shower.